Your name is Christ. We pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah! 奉主耶稣圣名祷告，我们将感谢献上给天上的真神。
Father, we praise you and thank you for giving this night to live and worship you.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，让我们能够在今晚一同来敬拜您。
Lord, from the beginning, you love us so much.
主啊，从创世之初你就爱我们。
You created us in your own image and your own likeness.
你要你的形象来创造我们。
And you call Adam and Eve your children.
然后你称亚当夏娃为你的子女。
And because you love them so much, you create a beautiful garden to put them in.
因为神你爱我们如此之多，你甚至创造了伊甸园来将人安置其中。
And you told them of the garden of every fruit they can eat.
然后你告诉他们在伊甸园中的食物你们都可吃。
But do not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
只是分别善恶树上的果子不可吃。
Lord, because of their disobedience.
主啊。因为他们的悖逆
they partook of the forbidden fruit.
他们吃了禁果
So because of that, they have no hope to enter eternal life.
因为他们的悖逆使得人类没有盼望能够得着永生
But because you love us so much, Lord.
但主啊，因为你的对我们的大爱
You send your only begotten Son to die for us on a cross.
你将你的独生子降生于世，并且为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And through the shedding of his blood,
然后流出他的宝血
he becomes the bread of life for us.
然后就成为我们生命的泉源
through the shedding of his blood,
因为主流下了宝血
that he becomes the light of the world for us.
然后他成为我们生命的光
Lord, we know that you are the true and living God.
主啊，我们知道你是又真又活的神
and that you create everything in this world.
你创造了世界所有的万物
but sometimes, Lord, we forget about you.
但是我们有的时候却将您遗忘了。
And because of this, we live a life with no peace, no hope, and no joy.
因为我忘了您，所以我们活在一个没有喜乐、没有盼望的人生里。
Lord, as we gather here tonight,
主啊，今晚我们聚集在此。
We ask your Holy Spirit to work in the midst of us.
我们祈求您的圣灵运行在其中。
To open our heart to truly understand your will and your way.
求神开启我们的心，让我们能够明白您的道理。
Because in this world there's no hope.
因为在这个世上我们没有盼望。
And this world there's no joy.
在这个世上我们没有喜乐。
But Lord, you waiting for us in the heavenly kingdom.
但是主啊，你在天堂等着我们。
And you say those who do your will enter this kingdom of heaven.
您曾说，凡遵行您旨意的可以进天国。
So tonight, as we study your words.
所以今晚我们要学习您的道理。
Lord, we ask you to show us your will.
主啊，恳求您将您的旨意教导我们。
So we can do your will and be blessed by you.
所以我们能够遵行您的旨意，蒙您的福气。
Lord, we give this service to you.
主啊，我们将今晚的聚会放在您面前。
May your name be glorified.
愿您的名得着荣耀。
May all the praise and glory be unto your name.
愿一切的尊贵荣耀归于您的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
We truly praise and thank God we can gather tonight to worship the true and living God together.
我们非常的欢喜感谢神，让我们今晚能够一同来敬拜这又真又活的神。
So before we go into study the scripture together, we would like to invite the choir to come to sing songs of praise.
在我们一同查考圣经道理之前，我们请诗班来献诗。
Praise and thank God for the beautiful hymn.
感谢赞美神。今天的有美好的诗歌颂赞。
Tonight we'd like to share with you, blessed are those who do the will of God.
今晚我们已经以遵行神旨意的人有福了作为彼此互勉的题目。
Please turn the book of Revelation chapter 21.
请翻开启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 and verse 4.
启示录二十一章第三节第四节。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 and verse 4.
启示录二十一章第三节到第四节
Verse 3
第三节
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4
第四节
And God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
第三节我听见有大声音从宝座 出来说看哪、啊、神的帐幕在人间他要与人同住他们要做他的子民神要亲自与他们同在做他们的神第四节神要擦去他们一切的眼泪不再有死亡也不再有悲哀哭嚎痛苦 因为以前的事都过去了。
So we can see here in John chapter Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 to verse 4, this is when John heard the voice from heaven.
启示录二十一章第三、第四节是约翰长老他看到有大声音从神的宝座说出来的。
And this voice said, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
这个声音说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.
他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民。
And because of this, in verse 4, saying God will wipe every tear from their eyes.
因为第四节说，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
There should be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying.
不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀哭嚎。
There should be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
也不再有痛苦，因为以前的事都过去了。
Now when we read these two verses,
当我们读这两段经节的时候，
we can't help but to find that kind of peace and joy.You know, that's where the place that you and I want to be.
然后我们可以发现说，这个地方有我们所期待的平安和喜乐。
Because we know as Christians, our hope is not in this world.
因为身为基督徒，我们知道我们的盼望不在这个人世间。
But rather in the world to come.
而是在将要来临的新天新地里。
Because it doesn't matter where we go in this world, there's always going to be pain. There's always going to be sorrow.
因为在这个世界里面，它充满了痛苦和悲伤。
You know, America is one of the greatest countries in the whole world.
我们知道美国是全世界最富饶的国家。
And everybody would love to come to America.
许多世界的人都想要移民来美国。
Because people say America is heaven on earth.
因为许多人认为美国是人间的乐土。
You know, when I went to Africa.
当我到非洲的时候。
And every time I see a brother and sister there.
每当我拜访非洲的弟兄姐妹，
All they want to talk about is America.
他们想问的问题就是美国的情况。
And their favorite topic is that what kind of food do you have?
他们最喜欢问的题目是你在美国吃些什么呢？
No, especially when I share with them about the buffet, right? Because when I tell them buffet, you can pay one price and eat all you want.
然后我会跟他们说，在美国有许多的自助餐，你只要付一个价钱，就可以享用所有的食物。
And they say, Oh no, you're kidding me.
然后他们就说，你在跟我开玩笑吗？
And they say, if I was there, I would stay there for 4 or 5 hours and eat.
他说，如果我到美国的话，我可以花4到5个小时去吃那自助餐。
And many brothers and sisters, they want to come to America.
在非洲有许多的弟兄姐妹都想要来美国。
I remember one time we went to a village area to preach the gospel.
我记得有一次我到非洲的小村庄来传福音。
And one of the local brothers told us, if you want to preach the gospel in this village, you must go talk to the chief.
然后有弟兄跟我们说，如果你要到那个小村庄去传福音的话，你必须跟他们酋长讲话。
And when you go talk to the chief, you must, you know, do a certain procedure to talk to him.
如果你要跟酋长讲话的话，你要遵循他们的一些程序。
And he told us, when you talk to the chief, do not look at him straight in the face.
然后首先你跟酋长讲话的时候，不可以看他的脸。
You only can talk to the translator.
然后你只能对翻译的人讲话。
And the translator talk to the chief.
然后这翻译官会帮你跟酋长说话。
And then the chief talked to the translator.
然后酋长会再跟翻译官讲话。
And the translator talked to us.
然后翻译官再跟我说。
And then the brother told me, Brother Woody, because you're so young, you must speak last.
然后他也对我说，Woody 传道，因为年纪最小，所以你必须是最后一个讲话。
So of course I was quite nervous at that time.
那时候我非常的紧张。
Then when we walked to the chief's house,
当我走到酋长的家时，
of course he made him wait for a little while outside of his house.
然后他们就让我在酋长的家门外面等了一会。
And then they called us to this courtyard.
然后当我们走到他们院子的时候，
and all of a sudden I saw two guys walking out.
然后突然之间我看到有两个人从房子走出。
And these two guys are the translators.
然后这两个人就是他们的翻译官。
Then after that, I see the chief walking out also.
然后之后我就看见酋长从屋子里走出来。
The chief was a very big man.
然后这个酋长他身材非常魁梧。
And he walked like a chief.
他走路有风，就像个酋长。
You know, he walked very tough like this, walking out, right?
就像七爷八爷那样
走。So during that time, of course, I was just sitting down and just listening.
所以那时候我就坐下来听他说话。
So the co-worker I went with, he introduced himself, I'm Pastor so-and-so and come from Germany.
然后我的同工就对酋长自我介绍，然后也介绍我说我是来自于德国的人。
And then the translator would talk to the chief talked to the translator, and the translator would talk to that, you know, my co-worker.
然后所以呢翻译官就对酋长传话，然后酋长再把话讲给翻译官，才传给我听。
And then it was my turn.
然后之后就轮到我。
And I said, my name is so and so, and I'm from America.
然后我就开始自我介绍说我是来自于美国。
And the chief looked at me.
然后酋长就看着我。
He said, oh, you're from America.
我说哇，你是从美国来的。
Like, I've been there many times.
我去美国好多次。
I say, oh, you speak English.
然后我就说哦，你会说英文啊。
He's like, of course I speak English.
那我当然会说英文啦。
Then we start to talk about New York and the basketball, you know, the basketball team and all those kind of things.
然后我们就开始畅谈纽约还有美国的足球篮球队。
Of course, he liked all the New York teams, but I'm a Bostonian, so of course he had some argument, right?
然后当然他是纽约队的支持者，然后我是波士顿队的球迷，所以我们之间就有一些论战。
And then after a conversation,
当我们谈聊完之后
，He said, "Yeah, no problem. You can preach as many days as you want."
然后他说没问题，你想要传，要在我这边布道几天都随你。
Because for him, he loved America.
因为他喜爱美国。
And he always tell me that if another chance, he want to come to live in America.
他说如果有机会的话，他想要来美国居住。
But I share with you, you know, in America, every single year, 40,000 people kill themselves.
但是我跟他说，在美国每年至少有40,000人自杀。
And then the time I was in Ghana, I said, you know, how many people kill themselves, you know, each year here in Ghana?
然后我问他说，那在请问在加纳一年有多少人会自杀呢？
And they're like, why would we kill ourselves?
他说我们为什么要自杀呢？
I mean, most of us, we die from starvation, die from disease. Why we would kill ourselves?
我们大部分的人都死于疾病和饥荒，为什么还要自杀呢？
And they cannot understand why people in America kill themselves.
他们无法理解为什么美国人会想到自杀。
And what about for us that live in America?
那对于我们住在美国的人又如何看待这件事呢？
You know, last week I looked at a survey, the best place to live in America.
上个星期我看到一个调查，他们指出说，在美国最适合人居住的地方是哪里呢
？It's Plano, Texas.
然后是在德州的一个城市。
But for those of us live in the Plano area,
但是对于我们住在那个地区的人而言
，especially now it's like in the 100, right? It's like so it's super hot.
然后现在在德州是非常的热，超过100度。
And I'm sure we want to go to Hawaii.、Right?
我想我们会比较想去夏威夷。
I mean, Hawaii, the weather is always very constant.
因为在夏威夷四季如春。
And for sure, I think one of the most beautiful places in the world that I have been to is definitely Hawaii.
然后我觉得我在这个世界上去过最好的地方就是夏威夷。
No, there's a family who live in Kauai.
然后在有个家庭，他们是住在夏威夷的一个小岛。
Their house is right across from the beach.
然后他的房子就在海滩的旁边。
And from their house, you can see the water is super green and super blue.
然后从他的房子可以看到非常蓝、湛蓝、美丽的海洋。
And Julia Roberts lived down the street from them.
然后茱莉亚·罗伯兹就住在他家附近。
And Pierce Brosnan lived the other side of the street from them.
然后另外一个电影明星住在他家的对街。
But the thing that I like the most.
但是我最喜欢的是。
They have this swimming pool.
就是他家的游泳池。
And this swimming pool, the water comes from the mountain.
因为他的游泳池里面的水来自于山里的泉水。
So when you swim in this kind of swimming pool, wow, your body just loves it because it feels so fresh.
然后当你在山泉水的游泳池游泳的时候，你的身体会非常的喜欢那种清爽的感受。
Then when I'm swimming, I can drink water at the same time.
当我在游泳的时候，我也可以品尝那山泉水的甘甜。
And the water tastes so sweet.
那山泉水的味道十分甘甜。
Just make sure you don't have suntan lotion on you when you go into the pool. That's all.、Right?
所以只要确定在游泳之前不要擦防晒油，你就可以享受山泉水。
But not only that.
但并不是如此。
They have lychee tree.
他家还种了荔枝树。
Coconut tree.
椰子树。
Papaya trees.
木瓜树。
All different kind of tropical fruit tree.
有许多不同的亚热带水果树。
So while I was swimming, I eat all the lychee, right? Oh, so nice.
所以我就一边游泳一边享受荔枝。
No, after 2 days I was there.
然后当我离开那个地方两天之后呢
？I really want to go back home already.
哦，对不起，在我那里待了两天之后呢，我就想回家了。
I really miss my wife.
因为我开始想念我的太太。
So even in Hawaii.
即便是在夏威夷。
It's truly like heaven on earth.
然后就像是。在地上的天堂。
But one of the highest rate diabetes is in Hawaii.
但是在美国，糖尿病率得病率最高的地区就是夏威夷。
One of the homeless, the rate of homeless people is one of the highest in Hawaii.
然后无家可归的人数最多的地方也是在夏威夷。
And even people who live in Hawaii, they don't want to stay in Hawaii forever.
然后甚至住在夏威夷的居民，他们也不想一辈子待在夏威夷。
You know where people go, People in Hawaii go for vacation.
请问你们知道夏威夷人他们去哪儿度假吗？
I always laugh when I hear this, right?
每当我听到他们的答案的时候，我都会忍不住狂笑。
They go to Disneyland.
他们要去迪士尼乐园。
And they go to Las Vegas.
然后他们要去拉斯维加斯。
So this means even though Hawaii is one of the most beautiful places in the whole world.
即便夏威夷是全世界最美丽的地方之一。
But for sure, it's not the heavenly kingdom.
但是对他们来讲却不是天堂。
Because many people cry in Hawaii.
因为在夏威夷有许多人在流泪。
Many people experience pain in Hawaii.
在夏威夷有许多人体验生活里面的
痛苦。And many people die in Hawaii.
很多人在夏威夷丧命。
But in Revelation chapter 21.
但是在启示录21章。
This is the heavenly kingdom.
这是神的天国。
And this is the place that you and I want to go.
这是我们所要去的地方。
But not everybody can reach there.
但是不是每一个人都能够到天国。
Because after you and I die,
因为在你和我死掉之后呢
there's only two choices we can make.
我们只有两个选择。
If we can go to the heavenly kingdom,
一个就是上天堂
or there's another place.
或者是另外一个地方。
Let's read chapter 21 verse 8.
我们读21章第八节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 8.
启示录21章八节。
But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderer, sexual immoral,Sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burned with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
第八节，唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
I'm sure that every one of us, when we die.
我相信我们每一个人都会死。
We want to go to the heavenly kingdom.
然后我们死后我们都要去天堂。
But I'm sure none of us want to go to this place that is a lake of fire.
我也相信没有一个人想要去冲烧着硫磺火的火湖里。
Because that is eternal condemnation.
因为那是永远的惩罚。
But as human being,
但身为我们人
quite often we forget there's Hades and there's hell.
我们时常忘记了还有地狱的存在。
Now for me, I consider myself to be a very young person.
我会觉得我是个年轻人。
And quite often I don't think about Hades, I don't think about hell.
许多时候我不会想到有地狱的存在。
But one of the years when I went to Africa.
但有一年我到非洲的时候。
Of course, there's many things you have to be afraid of in Africa.
当然到非洲你会有许多担心的事。
There's plenty of snakes.
然后那里有许多的毒蛇。
There's plenty of scorpions.
然后有许多的蝎子。
But the thing that I was afraid of the most.
但是我最害怕的。
Are the toilets.
就是他们的厕所。
The toilets there are very scary.
他们的厕所非常的恐怖。
Why? Because their toilets, they just dig in the ground maybe 20, 30 feet.
因为他们的厕所就是在地上挖一个深洞。
And they just put two pieces of wood over the mouth of the hole.
然后在洞口放两块木板。
And this wood is not from Home Depot.
然后那两块木头不是从 Home Depot 做的。
And quite often this wood actually is all moldy and it's all, you know, it's like, it's corroded.
然后通常那两块木板可能都已经发霉，都已经快腐朽了。
So every time I use a restroom, I would be very scared.
所以每当我上厕所的时候，我都非常的担心。
Even one time I told my coworker, if I don't come back out within 3 minutes, please go and get me, right?
我会有一次，我甚至跟我同工说，如果我上完厕所，上厕所三分钟之后出不来，请过来把我拉出来。
Why? Because when I sit on those two pieces of wood.
因为我就坐在那两块木头上。
Sometimes I imagine to myself, what happened if I fall into this toilet?
有的时候我会想到，如果我掉进这粪坑会是怎样的情况。
Of course, the smell is really bad already.
当然，气味难闻是一定的。
Can you imagine if you fall into it?
你能想象掉进粪坑的感受吗？
And all the doo-doo cover your head.
然后你被粪便所淹没。
Would you want to yell out for help?
然后你有办法来求救吗？
I don't think so.
我想可能没办法吧。
But if you yell out, I'm sure that something will go in your mouth, and that something is not pleasant.
我相信如果说你在那种情况下呼救的话，你嘴巴可能有一些粪便或者是蛆会跑到你的嘴里。
And you know the toilet was full of maggots.
然后你知道那个粪坑里面也充满了蛆。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象吗？
Can you imagine if you fall into those one of those things?
你能想象如果你掉进粪坑会是怎样的情况吗？
But the Bible said.
但圣经告诉我们。
Hades is worse than this.
地狱比这更糟。
Hades is where the place that the worms will eat us, but we never die.
在地狱里面有烧不死的虫。
And Hades is a place that the fire will burn you, but you never die.
然后在地狱里面它会有烧有邪有灭不尽的火。
You know my adopted father.
然后我的继父
He's from Sicily.
他是从西里来的。
And you know Sicily, what they are known for?
你们知道西西里最著名的是什么吗？
They are known for their mafia, right? They're like mafia. mafia, gangsters.
Oh, like 我们知道西西里最出名的就是他们的黑手党。
So of course my dad was in a mafia. It's no stereotype, but he was in a mafia.
当然我的继父他不是黑手党的。
And I never see him afraid of anything.
然后但是我没有看过他对任何事情感到恐惧。
Before he died.
但是在他临死之前,
Satan took him to Hades.
然后在他临死之前, 魔鬼将他带到地狱里头去。
And during the time we were in the hospital.
当我们到医院去拜访他的时候,
And the doctor told him, Mr. Mantir, you have only about 3 weeks to live.
然后他对我父亲说, 你只剩下3个星期可以活。
And during the time I tried to share the gospel with him.
所以那时候我试着跟他传福音。
But he's not willing to come to believe.
但是他拒绝来信耶稣。
So one night he was sleeping.
所以有一晚在他睡觉的时候,
And all of a sudden, he saw Satan showed up.
然后突然他看见撒旦出现了。
And he also saw God also was on his right hand.
然后他也看见神就在他的右手边。
And my dad believed in Jesus Christ for a long time.
我的父亲相信耶稣已经一段时间了。
And during that time he could not breathe.
然后那时候他没有办法呼吸。
Because the tumor inside him already spread to his neck.
因为他体内的肿瘤已经压迫了他的喉部。
So he thought he was going to die.
所以他想他快死了。
And when he was dying,
当他正在垂死的时候,
he thought he was going to go with our Lord Jesus Christ.
他想他可能就会能够跟耶稣一同离去。
But instead, Satan was taking his soul.
但没想到撒旦却将他的灵魂带走了。
And he could not believe it.
他没有办法相信。
And he asked our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就问耶稣说,
Why is Satan is taking my soul?
为什么撒旦要取走我的灵魂呢?
I believe you all my life.
我这一辈子都信耶稣。
I got baptized when I was 9 years old.
我9岁的时候就受洗。
But Satan was taking his soul.
但撒旦却要夺走他的灵魂。
But praise and thank God, many brothers and sisters prayed for him during that time.
但是很感谢神, 那时候有许多弟兄姐妹为
So because of this, God did not allow Satan to take him.
因为大家的带导, 所以神不允许撒旦将他灵魂夺去。
Then he's still not willing to come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他还是不愿意来真耶稣教会来
To be baptized according to the Bible.
也不愿意按着圣经的道理来洗礼。
Then one night.
然后有一个晚上,
he was sleeping.
他又睡着了。
And then my wife and I were waiting in the waiting area.
然后我的太太与我在候诊室等着他。
And my mother yelling and screaming.
然后我的继母在旁边尖叫着。
Son, hurry up, your dad is yelling and screaming.
然后他就跟我说, 你的父亲在尖叫。
So I went to his room.
所以我赶快跑去他的房间。
And this is the first time that I heard my dad yelling and screaming and crying.
然后我第一次看见我的父亲,
just like someone in such great pain.
就好像一个非常痛苦的人在哀嚎着。
So during time we kneeled down and prayed for him.
那时候我们就赶紧跪下来为他祷告。
And after praying for a while,
在祷告一段时间之后,
he said, Son, I'm okay, son, I'm okay.
他说, 儿子我可以了, 儿子我好了。
And I asked my dad,
我就问我的父亲,
I said, what happened?
发生了什么事?
I said, what happened? He died.
他说, 发生什么事? 他说他死了。
Then Satan took his soul to Hades.
然后撒旦将他的灵魂带到了地狱。
And he said the first person he saw was Satan himself.
然后看到第一个人就是撒旦。
And he says Satan looks so ugly.
他说魔鬼看起来非常的丑陋。
He's so ugly he cannot describe it.
他的丑陋至极无法用言语形容。
He also, you know, see there's several people around him.
然后他看见撒旦旁边还有一些人。
And he felt so much pain.
然后他觉得非常的痛苦。
That's why he was crying to God.
所以他就不断地跟神哀求。
And I keep heard him saying, God, please save me. God, please save me.
我听见他不断地对神说, 神啊, 救我, 神啊, 救我。
I say the reason he yelled and screamed because he was tormented by Satan during that time.
然后那时候他尖叫的原因是因为他被魔鬼折磨得非常痛苦。
And then he said in the distance,
然后他在远方,
he saw there's a group of people.
他看到有另外一群人,
and this group of people, they were singing hymns.
然后那一群人在唱诗,
and they were praising God.
然后他们在赞美神,
and he said they were so joyful.
他看到那群人非常的喜乐,
and he, for him, when he saw that, he also wanted to go to the other side.
当他看到那个景象的时候, 他也想到那另外一边去。
First, it's only 5-6 people around him.
他想说他周遭只有5-6个人。
But the minute he stepped forward, trying to go to the other side,
但当他 开始想要尝试到另外一边的时候,
then he said there's thousands of people in front of him.
他突然发现他眼前变成有数千人在他挡着他的路。
And everyone wanted to go to the other side.
然后每一个人都想要到那快乐的另外一边去。
But no matter what they did,
但不论他们怎么努力,
they cannot reach to the other side.
他们就是到不到那快乐的一方。
And he said all the pain, all the torment that they feel, he also felt in that time.
然后他能够感受到每一个人所承受的痛苦与折磨。
So that's why for us as Christians,
所以我们每一个身为基督徒的人,
we must realize there's heaven, there's also hell.
我们必须明白有天堂也有地狱。
But I'm sure none of us, we want to go to Hades.
但是我也确定我们没有一个人想要下地狱。
Every one of us want to go to heaven.
我们每一个人都想要进天堂。
But not everybody can enter the heaven.
但却不是每一个人都能够进天堂。
Because the Bible tells us not everyone who calls Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord, can enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为圣经上告诉我们, 不是每一个称呼主啊, 主啊的人都能够进天堂。
Let's hear the book of Revelation. Book of Matthew.
我们请翻开马太福音,
chapter 7.
第七章,
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章,
verse 21 to verse 23.
21节到23节,
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音7章21节到23节,
verse 21.
21节,
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, verse 22.
22节,
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, verse 23.
23节,
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Here, Lord Jesus Christ said, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord can enter the kingdom of heaven.
在21节, 主耶稣明白地告诉我们, 不是所有称呼主啊, 主啊的人都能够进天国。
But only those who do the will of the Father in heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But in the day of judgment,
但是在审判日的时候,
many people would say to Lord Jesus Christ,
每一个人都会对主耶稣说,
Have we not prophesied in your name?
我不是奉你的名传道吗?
Have we not cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗?
Have we not performed miracles and signs in your name?
我们岂不是奉你的名行许多奇迹?
But what did our Lord Jesus Christ say?
为什么主耶稣这么说?
He said, I will declare to them,
我明明白白地告诉你,
that I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
我从来不认识你们, 你们这些作恶的人, 离我去吧。
No, if you and I read these three verses,
所以当我们来读这三段经节的时候,
we know these people believe in God.
我们知道这些人都信耶稣。
Why? Because they prophesy in his name.
因为他们是奉耶稣的名传道。
They cast out demons in his name.
他奉耶稣的名赶鬼。
And perform miracles and signs in his name.
奉耶稣的名行奇迹。
But what was the problem?
但他们的问题是什么呢?
The problem, they did not do the will of God.
问题是他们并没有按天父的旨意。
So that's why we want to be the follower of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要遵随, 要跟随耶稣。
We cannot follow man's will.
我们不能够按神遵随人的旨意。
And we cannot follow our own will.
我们不可能遵循我们自己的意思。
But we follow the will of our Lord Jesus Christ.
唯独遵循我天父旨意。
Actually, you can see, nowadays, religion is very dangerous.
我们知道今天的宗教界非常的危险。
I mean, look at the extreme Muslim.
我们看一下那伊斯兰教。
Why are they willing to strap themselves with bombs?
为什么他们愿意成为人肉炸弹?
And go to a crowded area.
然后到人群,
and blow themselves up and the people around them up.
然后就引爆自杀来, 来杀害其他的人呢?
Why are they willing to do that?
他们为什么要这样做呢?
Because to them, it's for a great cause.
因为对他们来讲，这是有很好的奖赏的。
And for them, when they die in such a way, there's 70 virgins waiting for them in heaven.
因为他们知道说，他们只要为阿拉而死，在天堂将有七个美女等着他。
Actually, Christianity is no different nowadays.
然后实际上，今天的基督宗教界也与这个没差别。
Why? Because there's a lot of false prophets out there.
因为基督教界有充满许多的假教师。
And they also promise us many things.
然后也有许多的应许。
For example,
比方说,
no, they say that if you just confess with your mouth, believe your heart, then you will be saved.
有些人说, 你知道口里相信, 心里承认, 你就可以得救。
And then especially, you know, when they have this crusade, there's hundreds of people who come up in the front.
然后甚至就是说, 他们在大集体聚会的时候, 只要你走到台前,
and then they will say, if you believe and confess, and then they go, you are saved, like that, right?
然后只要你愿意相信, 然后来启示的话, 你就得救了。
Are you willing? Like to do that?
那你愿意这样做吗?
Do you believe by doing that you enter the kingdom of heaven?
你相信这样做就可以进天堂吗?
Is that really God's will?
这真的是神的旨意吗?
Let me tell you an example.
让我来举个例子。
Right now, if any one of you drove to church tonight,
今天如果你开车来教会,
whatever kind of cars you have, I would give you $500,000 for it.
然后不管你开什么样的车, 我都会付你,
and I'm sure those of you who drove here tonight, you'll be very excited, right?
然后我相信只要你有开车, 然后可以领到500万,
unless you have the Lamborghini or Ferrari out there, you know, every car out there probably costs less than $500,000.
然后不管你开什么名车，大也就不止大概比500万
还少。But I say to you, there's one condition.
但是有一个条件。
And that condition is that I will not give you your money until you die.
就是在你死了以后，我才要将这五百万给你。
Would you sell your car to me?
那你会将你的车卖给我吗？
I don't think so.
我想没有人吧。
Why? What is the news? If you give me your car, then you won't receive the money until you die. When you die, what are you going to do with the money?
然后为什么你会在生前将你的车给我，却在你死后我才将钱交给你？那你死了之后，这些钱与你有什么益处呢？
So when it comes to faith, it's exactly the same thing.
所以在信仰来讲，也是同样的事。
No, we always listen to people say, "Look, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you will be saved."
当我们说，只要你心里相信，口里承认，你就得救了。
But are you willing to trust your soul to this kind of talk?
但是你的灵魂，你愿意将你的灵魂交托给这样言论的人吗？
So that's why true Christians,
这也就是真正的基督徒，
must go back to the Bible,
必须要回归圣经，
and to seek for God's will,
来寻求神的旨意。
Because only God's will allows us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为唯有神的旨意才能够允许我们进天堂。
Let's turn to the book of John.
然后请翻开约翰福音。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
The book of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
This is God's first will.
这是神的第一个旨意。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
The book of John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音三章五节。
Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
第五节，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
See, in John chapter 3, Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jew.
然后在第三章，尼哥底母他是犹太人的官。
He came to talk to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在夜里来见耶稣。
And Nicodemus knows the scripture really well.
尼哥底母他是一个明白圣经的人。
But in chapter 3, verse 5,
但是在三章五节，
our Lord Jesus Christ said to him,
主耶稣对他说，
He said, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Actually, this is God's will.
这就是神的旨意。
For those of us who want to end the kingdom of God,
所以对于想要进天国的人，
we must be born again.
我们必须要重生。
If we're not born again, we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们若不重生，就无法进神的国。
Why? Because in John chapter 3 verse 5, this is the word from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在约翰福音三章五节，这是主耶稣亲口说的。
And Jesus Christ is God himself.
主耶稣就是神本身。
So if you and I want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
所以你我如果要进入天国，
we must be born of water and the Spirit.
我们必须要从水和圣灵重生。
But tonight, let's take a look at being born of water.
所以今晚我们先来查考如何从水生。
What does it mean to be born of water?
从水生，重生是什么意思呢？
Let's go to Mark chapter 16.
我们请翻开马可福音十六章。
The book of Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16.
马可福音十六章十五节、十
六
节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16.
马可福音十六章十五节到十六节。
And he said to them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Verse 16.
十六节。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." So we can see these two verses is very clear.
我们这两个经文清楚地说明。
What does it mean to be born of water?
从水重生的意思是什么呢？
To be born of water is to be baptized.
由水而重生就表示要受洗。
And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples,
所以主耶稣对他的门徒说，
"Go into all the world,
往普天下去，
and preach the gospel to every creature."
传福音给万民。
And he said, "He who believes and is baptized,
信而受洗的，
that person will be saved."
必然得救。
But for a person who does not believe,
不信的，
and then they won't be baptized,
不愿意接受洗礼的，
and then they will be condemned.
必被定罪。
This is God's will.
这就是神的旨意。
So in other words, if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
换句话说，如果我们要进天堂，
we must be born again of water.
我们必须要由从水重生。
And to be born again of water, we must be baptized.
从水重生就是必须要接受洗礼。
Actually, why do you and I need to be baptized?
你和我为什么要接受洗礼呢？
Because those of us who are born of a woman,
因为我们是妇人所生的。
I'm sure every single one of us sitting here tonight are born of a woman.
我相信我们每一个人都是母亲所生的。
If any one of us were born of a donkey, you don't need to be baptized.
如果我们是从驴子生的话，我们就不用洗礼了。
Why? Because this baptism is for humankind.
因为洗礼是为人设立的。
So that's why the Bible stated, all who born of a woman, born in sin.
所以这也是圣经说凡妇人生的都带有罪。
Let's go to Romans chapter 3.
我们看看罗马书第三章。
The book of Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Verse 23.
23节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书三章23节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
23节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Here the Bible said all have sinned.
这边说到世人都犯了罪。
This means every single one of us who is sitting here tonight, we all have sinned.
这表示说我们每一个在座的人都犯了罪。
Because of this sin, and then we need this sin to be washed away.
因为我们有罪，所以我们的罪必须要被洗去。
Because if we do not wash it away, then we fall short of God's glory.
如果我们将这罪洗去，我们就亏欠神的荣耀。
Remember in the beginning,
我们记得在创世的时候
God created mankind in His own image and His own likeness.
神按着他的形象来创造人类。
And according to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24,
然后根据以弗所书四章二十四节
that in created God in His image and likeness equal to true righteousness and true holiness.
这也就是我们人神按着他真理的形象和圣洁来造我们。
So here when the Bible talks about sin,
所以这边提到说人的罪
，It's not the sin that you and I maybe steal, we lie. That's not kind of sin that God's talking about.
这个罪不是表不是律法上而不是法社会上那偷窃的罪。
The sin here in chapter 3 verse 23 in the book of Romans talk about the sin that you and I no longer manifest the glory of God.
然后这二十罗马书三章二十三节所说的罪是表示我们没有办法彰显神荣耀的罪。
Because God created us in His own image and His own likeness.
因为神用他的形象来创造我们。
In true righteousness and true holiness.
也就是真理的荣耀。
But because of Adam and Eve disobedient,
因为亚当和夏娃的悖逆
，and then sin came into the world,
罪入了世界
，and sin spread to all mankind,
然后就罪也进入了人类
，and the consequence of sin is spiritual death,
然后罪的代价就是灵命的死。
But we know God loves us so much.
但是我们知道神爱世人。
That's why He sent His only begotten Son to die for you and I on the cross.
所以他将他的独生子派来人世间，在十字架上为我们来死去。
And through him,
透过耶稣基督
，once again we can manifest the image and likeness of God.
然后能够再将神的真理、荣耀和形象再显现出来。
And the only way for us to manifest that is through baptism.
然后我们能够荣耀神的方法，就是要透过洗礼。
But then we say to ourselves.
但是如果我们对自己说
there's so many good people out there.
在这个世界上有许多的好人
For sure they are safe.
那这些好人应该是能够得救的吧
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子
Let's go to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章
The book of Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章
The book of Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传十章
When I read these verses, pleasePay close attention to it.
当我们在读这些经文的时候，请仔细看。
And this verse is talking about there's a man, his name was Cornelius.
这边说到有一个叫哥尼流的人。
And Cornelius, he's such a wonderful man.
然后哥尼流是一个敬虔人。
Look at chapter 10, verse 1.
我们看《使徒行传》十章第一节。
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Timon regiment, verse 2.
第二节。
A devout man,And one who feared God with all his household, who give alms generously to the people, and pray to God always. Verse 3.
第三节。
About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. So we can see here.
所以在这里我们可以看到。
That in chapter 10, Cornelius is such a wonderful man.
这个 哥尼流他几乎是个完美的人。
First, he's a devout man.
首先他是个虔诚人。
First, not only he feared God, but his whole household also feared God.
不但他个人，他的全家都敬畏神。
Then he gave alms generously to the people.
而且多多周济百姓。
And he prayed to God always.
更时常祷告神。
And then in verse 3, he also experienced miracles.
第三节他甚至看到了异象。
Why? Because he saw the vision of an angel.
因为他看到有一个天使。
So when you think about this man,
如果我们来想这一个人,
for sure we think that he is safe.
我想他必定是个得救的人吧。
But he was not safe.
但他却没有得救。
Because human righteousness never equal to God's righteousness.
因为人的所行的好事并不代表就是有神的公义。
If he was safe already,
如果他已经得救了,
then God did not need to send Peter to his house.
那神就不需要派彼得到他家传福音。
And why did God send Peter to his house?
那神为什么要差派彼得到他家呢？
Look at chapter, Acts chapter 11 verse 14.
那我们请看使徒行传11章14节。
The book of Acts chapter 11 verse 14.
使徒行传11章14节。
Who will tell you words by which you and your household will be safe?
他有话告诉你，可以叫你和你的全家得救。
Actually, Cornelius and his household were not safe.
所以可见哥尼流与他的全家并没有得救。
And that's why Peter had to go and tell him what he must do to be safe.
所以彼得才必须要到他家告诉他们得救的方法。
And that's why after Peter told them and read the scripture to them.
这也就是当彼得对他们传福音之后。
And look at chapter 10 verse 48.
我们请翻开使徒行传10章48节。
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days.
48节就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。
Here is very clear.
这边非常清楚。
Cornelius and his household need to be baptized to be safe.
哥尼流和他的全家必须要受洗才能够得救。
That's why for all humankind.
这就是我们人类。
We're born after Adam and Eve.
我们是亚当和夏娃的后裔。
If we're born after Adam and Eve, this means we have sin inside of us.
身为亚当夏娃的后裔就表示我们有罪。
And because of this sin,You and I cannot enter eternal life.
因为我们的原罪使我们无法进天国。
But God gave us the way.
但是神给我们了一个方法。
And the way is to be baptized.
神给我们的方法就是要接受洗礼。
But I'm sure that many Christians feel that we need to be baptized to be saved.
我相信有许多基督徒觉得说我们需要受洗才能够得救。
But the question is,
但今天的问题是
What kind of baptism is that is correct according to the Bible?
什么才是按照圣经的正确的洗礼方法呢？
Because according to the Bible, there's only one baptism that is correct.
因为根据圣经只有一种洗礼方法才是正确的。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
请翻开以弗所书第四章。
The book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5.
五节。
Verse 5.
以弗所书四章第五节。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一主一信一洗。
So the Bible stated the true baptism is only one.
所以圣经明白地告诉我们只有一种真正正确的洗礼。
You can see nowadays many Christians baptize many different ways.
我们可以说今天的基督教界有许多不同的洗礼方式。
But the true way is according to the Bible.
但真正正确的方式是按照真理。
For example, you want to be part of the Salvation Army.
然后如果说你是救世军的。
You also must be baptized.
然后你要接受洗礼。
Do you know how the Salvation Army baptized the people?
请问你知道救世军他们是如何为信徒施洗的吗？
They would put flags, like cross the flags with one another.
然后他们会让人走过旗海。
And then the person run to that flag.
然后只要经过那个旗海的。
And then they are safe.
他们就得救了。
Is that biblical?
请问这符合圣经吗？
I never find that in the Bible before.
我在圣经里面从来没看过这种方式。
So that's why when we seek for the true baptism.
也就是当我们在寻求正确的真洗礼。
We must go back to the Bible.
我们必须要回归圣经。
Remember, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord can enter the kingdom of heaven.
要记得，不是凡称呼主啊、主啊的人都能够进天国。
But only those who do the will of the Father in heaven.
唯有遵行天父旨意的才得进去。
So His will is for us to be born again of water.
所以我们必须要再接受洗礼。
And to be born of water is to be baptized.
然后我们从水重生的意思就是要洗礼。
And according to the Bible, there's only one baptism.
根据圣经只有一种洗礼。
That is correct, that can save you and I.
也就是能够正确的来洗去我们的罪，来拯救我们的洗礼。
Let's go to the book of Matthew.
我们看马太福音。
28:19.
28章。
The book of Matthew chapter 28:19.
19节.
The book of Matthew 28:19.
马太福音二十八章十九节.
This is the one true baptism.
这也就是唯一的正确的洗礼方法。
Any one of us want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
凡要进入天国的人,
we must baptize according to Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
我们必须要根据马太福音二十八章十九节的方法来洗礼。
Here, Jesus Christ said to his disciples,
这边主耶稣对门徒说,
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
十九节，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
This is the one true baptism.
这是唯一正确的洗礼方法。
If we baptize a person,
如果我们帮一个人施洗
，that person must be baptized in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit.
然后奉父、子、圣灵的名。
But if we look at in verse 19,
但是我们如果看第十九节
，name is not plural but rather singular.
在英文。他的名那个名是单数不是复数
Because we know Father is not a name.
我们知道父亲不是个名字
Son is not a name.
儿子也不是个名字
And Holy Spirit is not a name.
圣灵更不是个名字
So that's why if I say to call someone in audience, Son.
如果我对大家说儿子
I'm sure that all the brothers, you will raise your hand because you are sons.
然后或许所有的弟兄都会举手因为你们是神的儿子
But you have your name.
但是你们每一个人都有自己的名字
The same thing when I say Father.
同样的，如果我说父亲
Those of us who have children, we are father.
然后凡有孩子的人都是身为父亲的
But Father is not a name.
但是父亲不是个名字
Son is not a name.
儿子也不是个名字
Can you imagine if your father sent you to the bank?
试想，如果你的父亲叫你去银行
And your father say, go and take out money in my name.
然后就说你去银行奉我的名帮我领钱
Then you go to the bank teller
然后你就到银行
And you say I want to take money out of my father's name
然后说我要奉我父亲的名来领钱
Then they ask you what is your father's name
他就问你说请问你父亲的名是什么呢
My father's name is father
他说我父亲的名字就是父亲
What is your father's name
那你父亲的名字是什么呢
No one would say my father's name is father.
没有一个人会说我父亲的名字就是父亲。
But actually, there's a brother in Hawaii. His name we call him brother, but his name is brother.
但是在夏威夷却有个弟兄，他的名字真的就叫做弟兄。
That is very unique, right?
这是非常特别的。
So maybe if a priest going to the bank, you call him father. He's also father and father, right? Maybe it's a little bit confusing, right?
然后或者是天主教的神父，他到银行去领钱，人家也称他为神父，就会让人很困扰了。
But there's no normal father named father.
但在这个世界上没有一个父亲会叫自己的名字是
父亲。But we know one thing.
但是我们知道一件事。
They name the father.
父亲的名字。
They name the son.
儿子的名字。
They name the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的名字。
They have the same name.
他们是一个共通的名字。
Because the name written here is in singular, not plural.
因为这个名字是单数不是复数。
I'm sure that many of us know the name of the son.
我想我们每一个人都知道子的名字是什么。
It doesn't matter where you go into the world, everybody knows the name of the Son.
不论你到世界到任何角度，全世界人都知道子的名字是什么。
And the name of the Son is Jesus.
子的名字就是耶稣。
If the Son's name is Jesus,
如果子的名字不是耶稣
then the Father's name will also be Jesus.
哦，如果子的名字是耶稣，那父的名字也是耶稣。
Then the name of the Holy Spirit also be Jesus.
圣灵的名字也就是基督，耶稣。
So in other words, when we baptize a person,
所以当我们要为人施洗的时候
they must be baptized in the name of Jesus.
他们必须要奉基督，奉耶稣的名受洗。
Because Jesus is the name of the Father.
因为耶稣是父的名。
Jesus is the name of the Son.
耶稣是子的名。
And Jesus is the name of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是圣灵的名。
But where does it say that?
那从哪边可以看出呢
Let's go to John chapter 17.
我们只看约翰福音是
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章
John 17.
约翰福音十七章
John 17 is when our Lord Jesus Christ was praying to the Heavenly Father.
在约翰福音十七章耶稣向天父祷告
And chapter 17 verse 6 it says,
在约翰福音十七章第六节说到
I have manifested your name to the man whom you have given me out of the world.
第六节，你从世人赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们。
So Lord Jesus Christ said, "I have manifest your name."
耶稣说，我已将你的名显明与他们。
Then in verse 11,
第十一节
，He said, "Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I have come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name the name they have given me.
十一节，从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
If Jesus said to God, "I have manifested your name."
如果主耶稣对天父说，我已将你的名显明与他们。
Your name you have given to me.
然后你赐给我的名。
For example, none of you know my father's name.
比方说，你们在座没有人知道我父亲的名字是什么。
And I share with you that I manifest my father's name.
然后我对你说，我将我的父亲的名字显明出来。
And my name is my father's name that he has given to me.
我的名字就是我父亲给我的名字。
So if my name is Vudi,
所以如果名字叫 Vudi,
then what is my father's name?
那我父亲的名字叫什么呢？
It has to be Vudi too, right?
那一定就是 Vudi 啦。
Why? Because I manifest his name.
因为我跟他是同一个名字。
He gave his name to me.
他将他的名字给我。
So that's why for us here, we can see very clear that the name of the Father is Jesus.
所以我们可以在此看出圣父的名就是耶稣。
Because Jesus Christ manifests his Father's name.
因为耶稣显明了神的名。
The Father gave his name to his Son, which is Jesus.
天父将他自己的名字给了他儿子，也就是耶稣。
And what about the Holy Spirit?
那圣灵呢？
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 26.
约翰福音十四章二十六节。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all things that I say to you.
二十六节，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并要叫你们想起我对你们所说的话，所说的一切话。
See, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name."
这边说到保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵。
Of course, in Jesus' name, and Jesus, His name is Jesus.
当然对主耶稣他的名字就是耶稣。
This is the true baptism according to the Bible.
这也就是真正的洗礼。
When we baptize a person,
当我们为一个人施洗的时候，
you must baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
你要奉父、子、圣灵的名施洗。
And the name of the Father is Jesus.
父的名就是耶稣。
The name of the Son is Jesus.
子的名就是耶稣。
The name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus.
圣灵的名就是耶稣。
So that's why the disciple baptized everyone in the name of Jesus.
这也就是门徒都奉耶稣的名为人施洗。
Let's go to the book of Acts.
再翻回使徒行传。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
二章三十八节。
The book of Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
二章三十八节。
Verse 38.
三十八节。
Then Peter said to them, "Repent,And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin."
38节彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦。
So here the first sermon that Peter gave and the first baptism that the apostle did in the book of Acts.
这也就是彼得他的第一次讲道也是他们所施行的第一次洗礼。
And Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus."
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And also let's go to chapter 8, the book of Acts.
我们请翻使徒行传第八章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
The book of Acts chapter 8 verse 16.
使徒行传八章十六节。
For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
十六节，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，因为他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
So you can see when the brethren from Samaria were baptized.
顺便可看出说，撒玛利亚的信徒受洗的时候
，Philip also baptized them in the name of Jesus.
腓力也是奉耶稣的名为他们施洗。
And also, let's go to chapter 19, the book of Acts.
我们请再看《使徒行传》第十九章。
19 verse 4.
第四节
The book of Acts chapter 19 verse 4.
使徒行传十九章第四节
Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him, who would come after him, that it's Christ Jesus. And verse 5.
第五节
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So here, Paul also baptized in the name of Jesus.
在这边保罗也是奉耶稣的名为人施洗。
We know Paul and Peter, they're the great prophets of God.
我们知道保罗和彼得是主耶稣重要的工人。
They baptize everyone in the name of Jesus.
他们二人都是奉耶稣的名为人施洗。
So that's why if any church do not baptize in the name of Jesus,
所以只要教会任何没有按耶稣的名为人施洗的教会，
the sin that's in them cannot be removed.
然后这些 那人的罪就没有办法被除去。
The true baptism is baptized in the name of Jesus.
真正的洗礼必须要奉耶稣的名施洗。
And not only that.
不但如此。
Let's go to Book of Romans.
请翻到罗马书。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书六章。
Verse 3.
三节
Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
罗马书六章三节
Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ, Jesus were baptized into his death? Verse 4.
第四节
Therefore we bury with him through baptism into death, that the just, as Christ as raised from the dead by glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. So we can see in these verses that we baptize into our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以看出说我们是受洗归入耶稣基督。
And when we are baptized with our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们受洗归入耶稣基督
we are buried with him.
然后我们就与耶稣同埋葬。
That's why the Greek word for baptism,
这也是希腊原文对洗礼这个字
is baptizo.
就是 baptizo.
That means to completely dip a person under water.
也就是浸礼要将一个人浸在水里。
Why? Because when we are baptized,
所以当我们施洗的时候
we are buried with our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们是要与耶稣同埋葬。
I'm sure many of you have been to the cemetery before.
我相信许多人都去过墓园。
And in the cemetery, everybody is buried.
然后以往的墓园是土葬。
Why? Because when you go there, you don't see anybody, no hands or legs,Sticking up.
你在墓园不会看到有尸体沉，放在抛弃在地上。
Because when you bury a person,
因为当你埋葬了一个人
，they are 6 feet under the ground.
然后他们是被埋在地底下六尺。
I'm sure we go there and we see, you know, a person's arms and legs sticking up. Then that's a problem.
如果我们在墓园看到有人的手脚在其中的话，那一定有问题。
So that's why when we baptize a person,
所以当我们要为一个人施洗的时候
，it must be fully immersed inside the water.
他必须要全身入浸这水里。
If they're not fully immersed in the water, the baptism is not effective.
如果没有全身入水，这个洗礼就没有效。
I remember one time I was baptizing a truth seeker.
我记得有一次我为一个慕道朋友洗礼。
And she has many demons inside of her.
她身上有许多的魔鬼。
It was very difficult to baptize her.
所以使他的施洗过程
非常困难。Because every time I try to baptize, I say in the name of Jesus Christ, I baptize you, and she go like this, and I cannot move her.
因为每当我要奉耶稣的名为他施洗，他全身就僵硬，让我没有办法将他按到水里。
Because the evil spirit was very strong.
因为魔邪灵的力量非常的强。
And then I say again, in the name of Jesus Christ, I baptize you.
然后我再次说奉耶稣的名为你施洗。
And this time I put her into the water.
然后我将他推到水里。
But she had like a ponytail, so when I put her under water, ponytail stick up the water like this.
但是他绑了一个马尾巴，他马尾巴就在水里翘起来。
So when she came out of the water,
所以他从水里起来的时候
the demon still inside of her.
魔鬼依旧在他身体里面。
But when I baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, I baptize you.
但我再一次奉耶稣的名为他受施洗。
And this time she was fully immersed into the water.
这次他全身入水。
Then when she got up,
当他起来的时候
she was normal just like you and me.
他就像我们每一个人一样正
常。The demon was gone.
魔鬼离开了他。
Why? Because true baptism,
为什么？因为这是真正的洗礼。
It's fully immersed inside the water.
是全身入水。
Because we are buried with Christ.
因为我们与耶稣同埋葬。
And also look at chapter 6 verse 5.
也就在六章五节。
For we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be united in likeness of his resurrection.
五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Not only we need to be fully immersed inside the water.
所以我们不但是要全身入水。
But also we need to die the way our Lord Jesus Christ died.
我们也要像耶稣一样的同死。
Because the Bible says he in the likeness of his death.
因为这边说到我们要与他死的形状联合。
And we say to ourselves, how did our Lord Jesus Christ die?
那我们说主耶稣是怎么死的呢？
Did he die like this?
他不是钉在十字架上死了吗？
Did he die like this?
是那个形状吗？
But what did the Bible say?
那圣经怎么说呢？
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
Verse 30.
三十节。
John chapter 19 verse 30.
约翰福音十九章三十节。
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
He, our Lord Jesus Christ, was on the cross.
主耶稣钉在十字架上。
And he received the sour wine.
然后他尝了那醋。
And when he said, "It is finished,"
然后就说成了。
Remember when he said, "It is finished," he did not die yet.
记得当耶稣说成了的时候他还没死
But before he died,
但在他临死之前
he bowed his head,
他将他的头低下
And that's how he died.
这就是他死的形状
Why did he bow his head?
为何他要将头低下呢
Because the Bible stated that the sin, well, there's so much sin upon him that he cannot lift up his head.
因为耶稣他承担我们世人的罪是如此的深邃，他没有办法将他头抬起来。
Because he took the sin of the whole world.
因为耶稣他承担全世人的罪。
So that's why when a person is baptized,
所以当我们受洗的时候
，you go before the true and living God.
然后我们是要走到又真又活的神面前。
And many Christians baptized like this.
许多人是像十字架。像钉十字架，将手举起，然后往后仰。
Can you imagine you go in front of, you know, of the true and living God?
然后你能想说，当你走到真神的面前
，and you ask him for forgiveness of your sin，
你求真神来原谅你的罪。
And you go forgive me for my sin like that, right?
然后用这样的姿势，就是说求神原谅你的罪。
I don't think that God will be pleased.
我不相信神会喜悦。
But rather when we ask someone for forgiveness.
那如果说我们要请求人的原谅
，Why should we bow our head very low?
我们会将头低得非常的低。
With a sincere heart, we ask them for forgiveness.
我们用真诚的心来恳求人的原谅。
So the same thing for us.
同样的。
When we go in front of God to be baptized,
当我们走到神面前来接受洗礼的时候
，we ask Him to get rid and cleanse all our sin.
我们恳求神要洗净我们全身所有的罪。
It's only right that you and I bow our head.
也就是我们要低下头来。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ did.
如同主耶稣所做的。
I'm sure every single one of us.
我相信我们每一个人。
We want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们都想要进天堂。
But there's also Hades.
但是也有地狱。
But if you and I want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但如果我们要进天堂。
We must do the will of the Father.
我们必须要遵行天父的旨意。
And that will, you must be born again of water.
神的旨意就是我们要重水重生。
To be born of water, you must be baptized.
重水重生也就是要接受洗礼。
Because every one of us who born of a woman, born in sin.
因为我们为妇人所生的每一个人都有罪。
Only through baptism that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse all our sins away.
唯有透过洗礼，主耶稣才能够将我们的罪洗去。
But when we are baptized,
当我们洗礼的时候
，we must baptize in the name of Jesus.
我们必须要奉耶稣的名受洗。
When we are baptized,
当我们接受洗礼的时候
，we must baptize with full immersion.
我们必须要全身入浸。
Because we are buried with Him.
因为我们要与耶稣同埋葬。
And when we are baptized,
当我们接受洗礼的时候
，we must have a head bow.
我们必须要低头。
Because we die in the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们是与耶稣死的形象联合。
And this, the one true baptism according to the Bible.
这也是。根据圣经的唯一的真洗礼。
So may God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's all rise and sing one hymn.
我们一同站立唱诗。
491.
491首。
491.
491首。请坐。
For those of us that have hope to enter eternal life,
对于想要得到永生的人
we must do God's will.
我们必须要遵行神的旨意。
Just like I shared with you earlier, my adopted father.
就如同我之前所提到我的继父
he believed in Jesus Christ since he was 9 years old.
他从九岁就相信耶稣。
And he was baptized in the ocean.
然后他是在海洋里受洗。
But in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
却是以父子圣灵的名施洗。
Because of this, he did not baptize according to the Bible.
因为他没有按照圣经来接受洗礼。
That's why at his last days,
所以在他人生最后的日子
before he passed away,
在他离世前
Satan came to take him 2 times.
撒旦要夺走他的灵魂两次。
Even though he believed Jesus Christ so many years.
虽然他一辈子都信耶稣。
Even baptized in the name Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
甚至奉父子圣灵的名施洗。
And that's why when Satan took him to Hades, he could not believe it.
所以当魔鬼将他的灵魂带到地狱的时候，他无法接受。
So in the hospital.
所以在医院里面。
After we prayed for him.
当我们为他祷告。
And he told me, Son, I want to be baptized.
他对我说，儿子，我想要接受洗礼。
I want to be baptized.According to the Bible.
我想按圣经的方法来接受洗礼。
But during that time was in the middle of the winter.
在冬天里面实在没有时间了。
And in Boston, you know, in December is very, very cold.
我们知道在波士顿冬天非常的严寒。
And the doctor gave him only a couple of weeks to live.
然后医生只给他几个月的生
命。So we were told my mother that he wanted to be baptized.
所以他对我母亲说他想要接受洗礼。
Of course, my mother said, "Are you crazy?"
我妈妈说你疯了吗
？You baptize him in the cold water, he will die.
你在寒冷的水里面为他施洗，他会死的。
Of course, even though the doctor gave him only 2 weeks, but still.
那时候医生只给他两个礼拜的生命。
And of course, the doctor says no way he can be baptized.
然后医生说他不可能接受洗礼。
So many brothers and sisters prayed for my father during that time.
所以那时候许多弟兄姐妹特别为我父亲祷告。
Because the next baptism was in July.
因为下一个洗礼是在七月的时候。
And that's when the weather is very nice.
那时候气候比较好。
So the doctor said there's no way that my father can stay alive until July.
然后我父医生说我的父亲不可能活到七月。
So December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, like 6-7 months later.
所以从十二月到七月总共有将近七个月的时间。
But praise and thank God.
但感谢神。
My dad was still alive 7 months later.
七个月之后，我的父亲依然健在。
And then in July, he was baptized.
然后，所以他就在七月的时候接受洗礼。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的圣名。
Full immersion inside the water.
全身入浸。
With his head bowed.
然后低头。
Then
受洗。
Now he had the opportunity to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以他就有机会能够进天堂。
Then my dad was really, really sick during that time.
我的父亲那时候非常的病
重。And one of the Sabbath days.
在一个安息日。
He came to church.
他来到教会。
He was sitting right in front of the chapel.
他坐在会堂前。
Then while he was listening to the sermon,
然后当他在听道理的时候，
all of a sudden he saw this glorious door open.
然后他看到有一个荣耀的门打开。
And our Lord Jesus Christ walking toward him.
然后主耶稣走向他。
And then he started to shed tears.
然后他就开始哭。
I see the tears of joy.
是喜乐的眼泪。
Knowing that Jesus is coming to get him.
他知道主耶稣要来带他回天家了。
And a month and a half later, my father passed away.
然后一个半月之后，我的父亲就离世。
What was the difference?
这个差别在哪呢？
The first two times, Satan was the one to come to get him.
前两次撒旦要夺走他的生命。
Because he was not baptized according to the Bible.
因为他没有按照圣经的方法洗礼。
But God reserved his life for 7 months.
但神却存留他的生命七个月的
时间 For only one reason,
只为了一个理由
That is to be baptized according to the Bible.
要让他按圣经的真理来接受洗礼
And after he was baptized,
在他洗礼之后
Our Lord Jesus Christ was the one who came to get my father.
主耶稣就来接他
When my father, before my father passed away,
在我父亲离世前
He was in great peace, he was in great joy.
他享受极大的平安和喜乐
When he passed away, he was passed away very peacefully.
他非常祥和的离世。
Why? Because God had called him back to the heavenly kingdom.
因为神带他回天家。
So brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Friends and a loved one.
我们亲爱的朋友。
If we want to have hope to enter eternal life.
如果我们想要来进入那永生。
We must baptize according to the Bible.
我们必须要按照真理来接受
洗礼。If not, we not, cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
不然我们就进不了天国。
Because this is God's will.
因为这就是神的旨意。
To be baptized.
要接受洗礼
to be cleansed from our sin,
要将我们的罪洗去
to be really praise and thank God.
然后我们要来真心的感谢赞美神
How can we truly know for sure?
那我们如何来确信呢
That's why we also need to be born of spirit.
这也就是我们必须要从圣灵
生 What does it mean to be born of spirit?
从圣灵生又是什么意思呢
You must be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我们要接受圣灵的洗礼
So that's why tonight,
所以今晚
This is a great opportunity.
这是个很好的机会
We can pray to the true living God.
我们可以向天上的真神祷告
If we pray with a sincere
我们用真诚的心向神祷告。
If we pray with faith,
我们有信心来祷告。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ will baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣就会用圣灵为我们施洗。
But we must have faith.
但是我们必须要有信心。
So how do we pray?
那我们要如何祷告呢？
We just come up in front.
我们来到台前。
We kneel down.
我们跪下。
We put our hands together to focus.
双手合十。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ said, "And everything you do in my name."
然后耶稣说，你要奉我的名来行事。
So when we pray in the name of Jesus.
所以我们祷告的时候要奉耶稣的名来祷告。
Because when we pray in the name of Jesus, the Heavenly Father will hear our prayer.
因为当我们奉主耶稣的圣名祷告，我们天上的父就会垂听我们。
Of course, we can say whatever we want.
当然，我们可以随意说我们。
But there's one word that you and I can say.
但是我们在祷告的时候只说一段话。
Just like the saint in the book of Revelation.
就像在启示录圣徒所说的。
When they pray to God.
当他们向神祷告的时候。
They use the word Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
他们说哈利路亚，赞美神。
Because this word is very powerful.
因为这句话是带有大能的。
Because God's name is worthy for our praise.
因为神的名是值得我们称颂的。
So once again, when we come up to pray.
所以当我们到台前祷告的时候。
我们双手合十 we kneel down,
我们跪下
and we say the name of Jesus Christ we pray
我们说奉耶稣的名祷告
and then we can say anything that we want to our Lord Jesus Christ but we can just say hallelujah praise the Lord
我们心里可以跟神说任何的事但是我们要嘴巴要说哈利路亚赞美主耶稣
and for those of us already been baptized by the Holy Spirit
对于已经领受圣灵的人
we will speak in tongue
我们会说灵言
and when we hear people speak in tongue
当我们听到人说灵言的时候
it's just like a mighty wind
就好像是一个很有力的风。
But we must pray in faith.
但是我们要凭着信心来祷告。
So for those of us truly want to receive the Holy Spirit,
所以对于很想要得到圣灵的人，
we must pray in faith.
我们必须要用信心来祷告。
One time his brother,
有一次
He really wanted to receive the Holy Spirit.
有个弟兄很想要得圣灵。
And during the seminar,
然后在灵恩会的时候
，first day, second day, third day, he did not receive the Holy Spirit.
然后他在前三天都没有得到圣灵。
Then he said, "God, I really want to have your Holy Spirit."
然后他跟神说，神啊，我真的很渴慕你的圣灵。
So the last day of the seminar,
所以在灵恩会的最后一天
，he prayed with such great faith.
他以很大的信心向神祷告。
So when he prayed with such great faith.
然后他凭着信心向神求。
And all of a sudden, he saw Lucius Christ come out from the back wall.
然后他看到神从墙壁走出来。
And Lucius Christ start laying hands on people.
然后主耶稣开始为每一个人按手。
And whoever Lucius Christ lay hands on, they receive the Holy Spirit.
凡是被主耶稣按手的人都得到圣灵。
Now Lucius Christ walking to his brother.
然后后来主耶稣又走到这个弟兄的前面。
And his brother continued to yell out, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord!"
这位弟兄大声地喊着，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And he said, "Lord Jesus, please do not pass me."
说主啊，请你不要抛弃我。
Then Lucius Christ laid hands on him.
所以主耶稣就把手放在他头上，他就开始说灵言。
And because he received the Holy Spirit,
他就领受了圣灵。
And then Lucius Christ walking away.
然后主耶稣就离开。
Then this brother knows that many other brothers and sisters did not receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他也知道说，还有许多弟兄姐妹还没得到圣灵。
So as Lucius Christ walking away.
所以当主耶稣转身要走的时候
，this brother said, "Jesus, please do not go."
他就开始求主啊，请你不要走。
Then Lucius Christ did not say anything.
主耶稣没有说什么话。
Then he said again, "Please, Jesus, do not go."
说主啊，请你不要离开。
But Lucius Christ did not say anything.
但主耶稣就什么话都没说。
Then he said once again, "Please, Jesus, do not go."
说主啊，请你不要离开。
And then this time he heard a voice.
然后这时候他听到一个声音。
And the voice said, "Pray, I am here."
他说祷告，我在这里。
Then once again he said, "Pray, I am here."
当他听再次说祷告，我就在这里。
Then for the third time, say, "Pray, I am here."
然后第三次说，祷告，我在这里。
So if you not pray in faith,
如果你没有凭着信心祷告，
Jesus is here.
主耶稣在这里。
He's willing to give us His Holy Spirit.
神愿意将圣灵赐给你。
But we must pray in faith.
但是我们必须要用信心来向他祷告。
Because He is here.
因为神就在这里。
Now let's come up and pray together.
让我们一同来到台前祷告。